Fascinating Indian, the Maharal. The Maharal's theory or pshat on the Makos. Says the Maharal, and we're going to try to go through it one by one if we can't. Says the Maharal that the 10 Makos, we'll learn about it more, but the 10 Makos are connected the 10 statements that Hashem made to create the world. He created the world with Asara Ma'amoris, 10 statements Hashem made to Hashem made 10 statements in creating the world. I hope I'm just in the right place here. And the 10 makos are connected those 10 things. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Zok the Maral like this. When Hashem created the world with 10 utterances, I mean, sorry, 10 times he spoke, each mimer was building a certain area of the Bria, a certain area of creation. And that's how the world was created, through those Ma'amaris in each area. And each area was addressing one particular, each Ma'amar was connected one area. However, the world that Hashem had made had reached a point of complete tumah. Had reached a point of complete and utter destruction through the process of Galus Mitzrayim. And therefore, it needed to basically be recreated, be shut down and recreated. The process of the Makos essentially is a breakdown and a recreation of each one of the 10 Ma'amaris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. So, when he says, when a certain maka happens, when a certain maka happens, what that maka is doing is that it is basically using the koach of that mimer that it's connected in the bria and being mechazik and strengthening the gamma. So let's give a simple example. Makas choshev. Makas Choshech corresponds to the mimer of Vayhi Ar. Shem says the mimer Vayhi Ar, there should let there be light. Let there be light. The Mitzrayim deserved to be destroyed and a total bittul in that area of creation. So in order to do that, Shem made the Makas Choshech. The Makos of Choshech is undoing the Makos, the Mimer of Vayehi Ar.
The things are not in order.
Well,
Not in the same order.
we could get creative over here and say that I heard this from Rabbi Akiva Tatz. You could say that it happened in the reverse order because the first Mimer is the mimer, which is the most fundamental to the world. The second mimer, which is Bereishis Nami mimer, and then the second mimer is the second most fundamental concept, and the third, right? Until you get to the little detail of the last mimer, to pyramid. Now, if I want to go
These are
and
mimers of who?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world,
Oh, so he calls them a mimer
a
also?
ma'amar is an
That
utterance,
oh, utterance. Oh, okay.
a form of speech. So the most basic, fundamental, just to have a world, and then you get more detail.
You know
Ten.
what they are?
Yeah, he brings them here.
And you're gonna correspond them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. And then, opposite that, comes the world of Tova that's created. Hashem has to use the Maimer to undo it. So he starts with the last one. He's the last Maka is the first
But
Mimer. So the
I don't know
right.
if I cut the first maka or the last maka.
The first maka is the last mimer, and the last maka is the first
Right,
mimer.
same thing.
So, but the, I don't think the Maharal says that. I think that Rabbi Tat said that. Maharal just says, so let's go through them. Maharal says, Hinei nasati lachem es kol esev zera. So I'm giving you what to eat. So he says that is keneged, that I'm supporting you, I'm sustaining you. That it was the last mimer. Oh, maybe the Maharal is going to say this. That was the last mimer. Because that's after the whole world was created, now I'm going to feed you. So what was the first maka? Dam. Dam is takes away the source of sustenance of the Egyptians.
So it goes in reverse order?
Yeah, because the most detailed, the most, you know, it's like if after you build a building, first you gotta build the foundation, then you get to the structure, then you get to the tile, and right before you move in, you know, you check the light switch, just make sure it's working and all that, right? So makes it right. So the last mimer was, I'm gonna give everyone food. Everyone's gonna be taken care of. Don't worry, we'll have food. What was the in reverse? Now we're gonna go and undo that mimer. So now what's the first maka? The first maka is, I'm not gonna give you any food, you're not gonna have what to eat. Your source of sustenance is the water, I'm gonna take that away and make it blood, and you don't have what to eat, you don't have sustenance. That's that.
The Maccas were taking away the Mimers. Remember?
Essentially, yeah.
Maccas were taking.
But the lahem,
No,
but the
wait.
lahem a mimer. My chaser brias dam. Masheroi lios parasasim. He next should have said pilgul. It
Something.
totally. He's trying to totally destroy the Egyptian culture. The way to destroy it is you got to. I'm taking away the entire bria from them. It's like even though they don't exist anymore. I'm totally removing their existence from the world. I'm deleting their existence from the world. So the way you delete their existence is the final mimer. I'm going to start peeling off layers. So the very final mimer is going to be the first maka. So what's the final mimer? Oh, you should have what to eat. No more dam. No more dam. What's the second to last mimer? What was the second to last mimer? Yishutzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya. That there should be brias coming from the water. What was that? Tzfardeya. Tzfardeya was connected to that mimer.
That's not a reverse of
Now, Tosefes umigaras shneim. He says taking it away or making it work too much is the same thing. And it's, that maka is now not a, that mimer is not a mimer that is can work to sustain the people because it's not controllable. The world now it's Yishtun, it's going all over the place. So the mimer itself is going to destroy you. So it's also a bittul of how that mimer is creating. Third, Hamakash Lishas Kinim. Why? Because it says Yikavu Mayim v'Seira Hayabosho was the creation of dry land. Wasn't that on the third day? It was on the fifth day? No.
all in the beginning.
Seira Hayabosho was all the way in the beginning. He's not in order anymore. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure he's in order anymore. But anyway. The Hashem created the dry land. The bittul of the dry land was Kenan. Because even the dry land got affected. Aroiv is neged toitzi aret nefesh chaya. Now again, the nefesh chaya is taking over the world. What is yihi ma'oreis berkiyas? So he says this is called dever. I was thinking that was going to be Bara. But
Well,
then.
why would it be either?
So he says, Muskam
Oh,
Ba
spark?
No, Dever.
Devon.
Apparently, plagues
Where's the
come.
mine then?
Scientists? I don't know. Apparently, the theory he's working with is that a plague of Dever, which is what?
Flood.
Pestilence.
That's that one.
Yeah.
That means. It's desert. It's desert.
pestilence comes from
Change in
a
the
change in the air, in the atmosphere, and that's connected creating the stars. Shchin is neged nase Adam b'tzalmenu. Okay, that's a bria of Adam. Barad is neged yirakir b'sech hamayim v'imavdo b'mayim l'mayim. And Barad went and connected the upper waters with the lower waters. So that was a bittul in that. Arbe is neged toitzei haaretz eitz piri oisa piri, is ability to make fruits. So the
Yeah.
arbe, the locust, comes and eats all the fruits. Destruction of the fruit. Choshech is easy. It's neged vayihi or. Makas b'chorois is neged the mimer of Bereshis. So there you do have it in order, right? The last two. So, right, Dam Tzvadeh worked, and Makas b'chorois and Choshech worked. The rest are a little bit not in order. Now, why is Makas b'chorois neged Bereshis? Obviously, why? Because the person's The concept of Bereshis
You provide
was
them.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to create. It didn't have any function or tzura or anything. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's initial desire to create. The or whatever we had in the Ramchal, an explanation on that. But it's the original desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create. The first Ratzon, which is outside Hashem. So he said that is a person's Bechor, that is a person's firstborn. Until you have a firstborn, you're only thinking about yourself. Your first opportunity to give, your first opportunity to have something outside yourself is the Bechor. And therefore, that's connected to the Maimer, or the whole concept of creation, which is Bereshis Nami Maimer. So the bittul of creation is when Hashem takes away someone's Bechor. Now the person loses his entire ability to create. And hine be'ele eser makos huku b'chol asari chelkei shem kolim kola olam ad shehuku b'kol. So this is a total bittul of the Karach Mitzrayim. Fascinating, huh?
I never heard this before.
Yeah. So it means that the 10 makos are coming to destroy every single part of the Egyptian world. And those 10 elements are the 10 elements of creation itself.
So, what was the overall idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted to wipe the world out, wipe the world out, but he promised he wasn't going to do that, so he did it. In this way, is that
Well, he didn't say he was going to wipe the world out. He said he's going to punish the people that punished that he's going to punish the people that subjugate the Jews. Listen, the wiping the world out was by the Mabul, wasn't this?
and he said he wasn't going to do it again.
Right, so this was wiping out the people who subjugated the Jews to, Yeah. Okay, interesting concept.